The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, hey, Paige, how are you?
Well, women sometimes want to do this, but a man did it.
Ignore me.
Well, this happened at a Walmart.
I love Walmart.
Ugh. I mean, I don't dislike it. It's a uneasy feeling I get. And I think a lot of it's because of the People of Walmart website.
Oh,
I watched a lot
yeah.
of those during COVID, and I think it made me scared to go.
Did it?
I'm a retail puss.
I watched the fashion of Walmart, which is pretty interesting. Like, I wish I would see those people in my Walmart, but
yeah,
I don't ever see that.
Is there's a buddy of mine that, well, a friend of a friend, I'll say that. I mean, he's using buddy. I mean, he's got to be somebody you know his wife's name. So, anyway, he's a friend of a friend. And he was wearing a Post Malone shirt the other day. I was like, oh, did you go to the concert? He's like, no, we got this at Walmart. It's like $7. I'm like,
What?
Did you get a Boss Ross shirt, too?
I mean, crap.
I was actually going there last night looking for pet stuff.
Like, not Gadzooks. Not Spencer's, the other one.
Not Natural Wonders, was it?
No, it's the concert t-shirt store at the mall. Paige,
I should know this.
I know what you're talking about. I want to see you work through it.
Okay.
If I give you the initials, could you get it?
Will it give it away? Initials, more than one word?
Two words.
Give me the initials.
Three letters. First word. H. H. Three letters. The letters H.
Three letters?
First word, three letters. Two words.
Like your head's going to explode.
Hot topic.
Hot topic. Yes. Winner, winner, meat, dinner.
You see my eyes, dude. That was weird. I was trying to concentrate. My eyes were going back and forth.
I was going to have to let him Heimlich you.
Yeah. Well, he ain't licking nothing on me, Paige.
Well, last time we got in trouble.
Stay off my Heim.
All right, so the unthinkable thing to do at Walmart was this young man set fire to a rack of bras.
Bras?
Yeah.
Women are supposed to burn them, not men.
I know, not men. What the hell? So police in Washington are searching for a man who allegedly set fire to a rack of bras inside a Walmart last Friday. He's believed to be a teenage boy, around 16 to 18 years old.
What does it mean, believed to be a
teenage
boy?
Well, we don't know.
It's hard to tell anymore.
But they released an image of him. He's wearing a gray t-shirt that says Wildcat and black sweatpants with an Army logo on it. Wow.
I got some audio from people on the scene if you want to hear it.
Yes.
You can't make this up. Look at this. I'm in Walmart in Renton.
It's time to go. It's on fire. What is going on?
That was obviously an influencer.
I feel like you could go to Walmart with your cell phone and hang out about an hour a day and probably turn into a YouTuber and make like $1 million a year.
Was that Drewski's stupid ass? It sounded like him.
Hey, will you page my brother up to the front?
So yeah, what's his name?
What's his name? Our last name is Itch. First name is Gabe.
Attention customers in the store.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Gabe Itch. Please come to Electronics to meet your partner. Thank you.
I can't believe you did that.
Gabe Itch. Please come to Electronics.
Oh, that'd be fun to do.
What kind of last name is Itch?
Gabe?
His last name is Oxaflopping.
Mr. Gabe Itch.
You got a brother named Dom.
All right, so.
What's up, Dom Itch?
It sounds like this thing
that
was.
That flows well.
You know, planned for YouTube like you nailed it. Because the guy arrived in a white Cadillac Escalade and went directly into the lingerie section.
What's the one you left behind for Stoneman to find? Do you remember which one it was?
Yeah, but I can't say it on the radio. It's out of context. It sounds dirty. I can say it like this. The way that I described it is we were going to work with the apple farm up in Western North Carolina, the Dixon family.
Oh, yeah.
They make a really good apple cider around the holidays.
They do.
If you've not had Dixon cider, I would definitely go by. It's family-owned and operated. I was thinking, along with Fat Boy, of doing like a spicy version. I don't know what we'd put in there, like jalapenos or something, in the apple cider, and it would be like tropical. Like, I was thinking Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
So would you drink Cayman cider?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
It would be a big seller.
I think so. I think just people would buy it like, oh, look, white elephant
gift.
But
I like cider.
Oh, let's do it now. So I'm the one looking for the friend, and you're the employee.
Hey, sir, do you have a problem? Well, what's wrong? What can I do for you?
Yeah, can you page a buddy of mine? He's in the store, but I forgot my phone, so yeah. I can't get hold of him.
All right. Hold on a minute. What's his name?
His last name is Myaz.
Myaz. And what's his first name?
Dixon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Attention customers here in the Walmart. If you would, please, if there's a...
God bless it. What was his name?
His first name's Dixon, but his last name's Myaz.
If there's a Dixon Myaz, would you please report to Sporting Goods?
Dixon?
A big family of Dixons.
Myaz.
You're doing me a huge favor.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that kid, he's he probably pulls, I don't know, probably 10 G's a month, I mean, just sitting in there.
A month.
Like, why don't the Walmart people get a cut of that money?
You can have hot cider and cold cider. Like
or he should like just listen to you.
What was the other name?
State of our marketing meeting.
There's a different.
You can have cold cider. What if it's non cider and we call it insider? Get it, guys? You fun. You are. Oh. You're a barrel of monkey.
I am.
You are.
You got the whole barrel to yourself.
Curious George did have a tail. I remember it. The Mandela effect.
That's funny.
Ain't
that
got
that's
no
up
tail
there.
No more.
Curious George had a tail.
It's all the stuff from 80s childhood. No.
Probably had peanut butter breath too, hanging out with his.
Yeah, drinking it, eating his Jiffy.
Mm. Well, if you think there's going to be a new home improvement revival, think again, because the revival is being held up by Tim Allen's.
What?
According to this, his messed up TV kids because they have things going on with their lives.
Oh, the show the Home Improvement. Home I thought Improvement. She meant like freaking Joe and Diana or Joanna, whatever.
Chip and Joe.
So there the potential go. Revival of the 1990s sitcom, remember, Home Improvement. In limbo because he's citing ongoing personality conflicts with former
so
cast
one kid that
members.
Lives in Myrtle Beach.
And yeah.
Right?
Well, you got arrested there.
He doesn't live there?
I don't think so.
Who
Two
was?
Of his TV sons don't act anymore, and the third is in jail. So yeah, that's a little challenging right now.
Don't you love the Chip and Joe dynamic where he acts like Lou for the hammer and she pretends like it's the funniest thing she's ever seen?
Have you ever seen them when they've been on Shark Tank?
No.
Boy, she runs that. You can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
The way his posture is, everything. Like, she runs it. Go ahead, give it to me.
I would love to see that show come back.
Home Improvement?
Yep.
Yeah. They.
You know, Earl Hyman's dead. He can't do it.
That's
So, howdy ho, neighbor.
Richard Karn lost the feud to Steve Harvey.
Yep. So Karn's available.
Karn's available.
Pamela Anderson, she'd probably do it for an episode or two.
Maybe.
Just for nostalgic purposes. The other one, what's the other one?
Jonathan
the other girl
Taylor,
they had.
Oh, there's a girl? They had a sister?
Remember the Tool Time girl after Pam Anderson.
Oh!
So, Taryn Noah Smith and Jonathan Taylor Thomas have both quit acting, and then Zachary Ty Bryan is serving 6 months sentence in jail in California for some problems.
God, man, JTT was huge.
Yeah.
He, if he come back, it'd be a big cash grab for him. I don't think he needs it, but, because, you know, he was Simba.
Debbie Dunning was Heidi.
That's it.
That's who replaced Lisa, a.k.a. Pamela Anderson, a.k.a. Looks like she doesn't have eyebrows when she doesn't wear makeup.
What was her character name again?
What is with that? Who?
Debbie. Who'd she play?
Heidi. What? Do I say it too southern?
That's the perfect southern
I sound like
southern
a southerner saying howdy. Heidi.
Heidi. Who's Heidi?
Heidi ho, neighbor.
I think back in
she
the day,
know who, Matthew.
Women would pluck their eyebrows as such that they don't have much anymore.
I love that. It's a southern name. Heidi.
Heidi.
Who's Heidi?
Heidi, Heidi. How you doing?
What's your name again?
Yeet. Yeah, Heidi.
Heidi.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Did you say your name was Heidi?
Heidi. Heidi. Heidi.
Howdy, Heidi.
You know, you're one of me. Why do you...
Oh, my God. You're related.
You're from up north. You can make fun of that. You're one of us.
I don't know if people that aren't Southern can pronounce that in a Southern way.
Like, how would someone from up north say, okay, let me slow it down. Heidi? Heidi.
I feel like
Heidi.
That's the only way they can say it. But on the flip side, I can't say idea like you New Yorkers do. I have to say idea.
Yeah.
I say insurance, cigar, tomato, potato, tornado.
We say raw, not rawer.
Rawer. Yep.
Did you guys watch WWE Roar last night?
Oh.
Raw.
That's the biggest one. Why do you guys say, why do you say insurance? It's insurance. It's one word.
Paige, pronounce the word T-O-M-B.
T-O-M-B. Tomb.
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 Now we say yuns.
I say tomb.
Tomb?
It's tomb.
The Pittsburghers say yins, and that's the whole thing. I don't like how that's trying to take over.
Yins, and we do yuns.
Well, yeah, there's nothing special about yins, so quit trying to make it a thing.
No.
Is it a word?
Well, yins. They have the whole, they're trying to make yins a movement. Like, oh, it's yins. That's what they call the Pittsburghers, the yinsers.
They also call water, water.
Like, stop it.
Yeah.
It will never be as big as yuns.
Like, with a W instead of an A? Water?
No.
No.
No, not no. effing remotely no. close.
How do you pronounce two W's together? War.
Man. Your mic's going to be the farm mic today.
Again tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? But that's the way it sounds. Like water.
Water. Well, it sounds like they're putting a W instead of an A in there. Can I buy a vowel? Can I buy a W?
I give you a dub.
Come here and give me a hug. No. I'll kiss you on the cheek.
Give me a hug, baby doll.
No hugs here. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
How about a no hands hug? No.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
And don't shoot Bogart all that funny. Share it with us. You can tag me at O Matthew.
Yeah, really.
That is O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. O Matthew.
You can tag me, Fatboy 933.
Now, back to the damn audio. It's hard to get people to go to church these days. It's even harder to get the young kids to go because they're like, oh, I want to stay home and FaceTime.
You got
to
bribe them, and it's vacation Bible school season, too.
I see the signs everywhere. I was like, oh, man, I miss the pizza parties. I really do.
I love that.
We used to hit those every week for like 2 months.
Yeah. Pizza parties.
Churches used to coordinate with each other. I don't know if they do that anymore.
Where they would like send flyers for theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore because it's like, oh, Lord, what if the kids start wanting to go to that church and they bring their parents and then we lose that offering money?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You would rarely have two on the same week. Just didn't happen much.
Yeah, VBS's, man.
What kind of pizza did they serve?
It was probably Little Sleezers.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
But, you know, when
Domenico's.
When you're a kid and it's a pizza party. It's like, I remember I went to a kid's that I was friends with, his church's revival, because they were having said pizza party. And they had the pizza party before VBS started. So I went to the pizza party, and then I called my mom and said, hey, I ate too much pizza. Come get me. She's like, no.
You going to stay.
You ate their pizza. You going to stay and make their crafts with popsicle sticks into a crucifix, and then I'll get you.
Dude, that one summer, I had like 10 glitter shirts just from VBS.
Really?
Because we would make shirts.
And then you get everybody to sign it at the end of it on the back. Oh, it's the days. All right, let's start with this one. As I was saying, it is hard to get the youth in there. So, but, you know, one thing about kids, they like the music. They like the music. They like the dancing. Would you go to this youth church?
Did you know that God loves a good party? God loves a good party. The angels break out their party hats. God is lavish. God loves a good party. So, let's party.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Oh, that would get him in.
Make me twerk.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you should twerk for the Lord.
He told twerk for the Lord.
No.
This might get him in, too.
What is your personal philosophy of rehabilitation?
So, my personal philosophy of rehabilitation...
Yeah.
It's like a fart laughing.
It is. That's what Peyton said.
It's Donald fart.
Laughing out of the bottle.
I'm a professional! What?
Does
it make you hurt hearing it?
I'm going to go play that for the geese outside and see what they do to me.
They'll crap more than they crap now outside.
They'll start laughing with him, and you'll be like, wow, y'all
Come
laugh
on,
like that lady.
All together.
Something down here straight.
Bless her heart.
It sounded like Bill Murray warming up for his concert.
Oh, you better not let him hear.
May I take the rein once again?
I wish you would.
This is the one where I think that... one set of my one grandpa died when I was a year old. The other one, that was the house that smelled like what, Fat Boy?
Bengays and farts.
Right. Mm-hmm. It did. It had a very odd smell to it. Not really a church-going grandmother, but now the other side, Mary's parents, obviously. Mm. You know, he was a deacon. She was, the volunteer for all these things, my grandmother. But I like when old people cuss. I think it's really funny. I also think it's funny when like a couple's been together for like what looks to be like 65 plus years, and they're at a birthday party, and Grandpa knows the camera's on, so he decides to say something kind of
silly,
misogynist about women his bride sits beside him. And you are sure you edited this?
Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Alcohol has so many female hormones in it. Once you drink too much, you can't drive, and you start talking nonsense.
You know that you are a f***ing bastard, right?
She just turns real slow and looks at him.
She looks like Della Reese. He looks like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Not from The Outdoors.
No.
From Sanford and Son.
Grady's Outdoors.
Yeah. Shout out.
Wait a minute. It took me a minute. I thought you were talking about the John Candy movie. Great Outdoors.
Oh, no, not that one.
You're
talking about Grady's. Grady's Outdoors. That's Grady Jarrett that owns that, right?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah.
You know, we did the HR training videos, stop tape after discussion.
Yeah, that's okay.
I found them. I found a box of them, but I've never heard from somebody who's actually been in one. So this is our,
one of the featured actors.
This is our buddy Griff Reaper from Instagram.
I didn't know Griff did some acting work.
Well, this is the hot sauce and the peppers and everything. The Griff Reaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's his side work. He's actually a security man at night.
Oh, wow.
So he was in a training video because this actually happened. They turned it into a learning tool.
Oh, wow.
And just I feel bad for you, Griff, because you got assaulted at work verbally.
Oh, no.
And, what would you do if you were in his position?
Let's listen.
Hey, what you doing up so late?
Oh, couldn't sleep,
Yeah, this night watch duty. For the birds.
Hey, my friend, you're hanging out of your shorts there.
Oh. How did that happen? Leave it out. Doesn't offend us.
Yeah, it might make staying up this late all worthwhile.
Well, the night isn't getting any younger.
Stop tape for discussion.
Griff, I'm sorry, buddy.
Which one was he? Wow. Was he the one that pointed that the guy was hanging out?
He was the one that was hanging out.
He was hanging out.
And the guy told him to...
So when that saucy music starts to play, we can't see what's happening.
I know.
The guy told him to stay out.
Oh, leave it there.
He said, leave it out. It doesn't offend us.
Yeah, but when the jazzy music started, what happens?
Well, they started walking toward him aggressively.
Does he pretend to be a TSA agent? Going up and down the inside of the leg?
Start the reverse frisk.
I tell you what, when I went to the freaking islands, that guy frisked me. I tell you what.
Did you like it?
If they did one of those things, would you go over there to my boss and rate the service, whatever? I was going to say, dude, that guy gave me a full search. There's clearly, I had no bomb or anything on me.
Full cavity
search. Did you find anything that you needed to know medically?
He goosed me one time. He goosed me one time.
He's like, you might want to have this checked out, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you remember this throwback?
You son of a bitch.
I do. I love
what
that.
What the f*** is your problem? You want to sit here and say that I'm a damn f***ing Russian? You get in my face with that, I'll beat your damn ass, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit. You f***ing damn f***er. Listen, Ed, you have f***ing crossed the line.
Wow.
Get that through your damn f***ing head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have f***ed this country over and gang the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off claiming I'm the enemy. You got that, you damn son of a bitch. Fill your hand. I'm sorry, but I'm done. You start calling me a foreign agent, those are fucking fighting words. Excuse me.
That was actually Griff Reaper's boss when he complained to him. Yeah. Yeah.
When he went to HR, that was the reaction he got. I thought that was from our last air check.
Wow.
Do you love tennis?
I do. I'm not any good at it anymore.
Do you
love
one where the person is losing and then something happens? I don't know the aces and the loves and all stuff. Yeah. I don't know what that means. But there's nothing better than someone is just getting just beat.
Annihilated.
And then something happens.
And they
and
win.
It starts to turn.
Oh.
Here is I'm going to botch this name. Daria Gavrilova.
It's not a good first name.
After a nail-biting three-hour thriller. One match.
They were rallying.
Three hours. It was a real nail-biter. She was taking on Australian Kristina Miljovic. I bet I said that one right.
But anyway, you nailed that.
They asked Daria after the match, where did that come from? Why was that not there at the beginning? And how did you do that? And here's what Daria said.
Because I know if I don't win this game, I'm done. So I just, I'm good from behind. Well. What?
Go there. Come here.
Come
back here. You're still young.
Hang on a second. Who the hell's the announcer?
Wow.
I don't know. It sounds like Navratilova.
This, I'm not going to go there because you're still young.
Live from ColoradoRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's weird. Paige isn't here for like the first minute of the show and then not here for the last minute of the show.
She's out there talking somebody's ear off.
Well, you did kind of throw her under the... What do we throw people under?
What will we... I don't want to do the bus. Let's do something else.
The turnip truck.
I like that.
Because, like, 3 minutes ago...
Bang bus.
Hey, sister, I have time to... If I was... Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time. Yes.
Well, you figure at this point she kind of knows it.
You would think after 23 years she figures when what plays. Our listeners know.
Yeah, they know.
It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 11th of June, happy birthday.
Or suck it. Don't have music for this fella, but he was in town once because when he was here, it became a big news story.
Big. Keanu Reeves.
Well, not him, but technically that is right. It's not his birthday. This fella was just here racing go-karts at the time.
Is he a race car driver?
No, but he recently got in trouble in New Orleans at Mardi Gras.
He's you got a full beard now. Give me his initials.
S.L.
Simon LeBlanc. No, that's Duran Duran.
Simon LeBlanc.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf.
From the Battle of Shaker Heights and Holes and Transformers.
Yeah, I can't figure out him. Is it drugs? Is it like one of those things where we're going to find out he was taken advantage of and this is how it comes out?
I think it might have been drugs at one point. He's like a real eccentric dude. Like sometimes he'll just... Sometimes he sounds smart. Sometimes he'll just ramble off or whatever.
Go watch he did a sit-down interview with somebody in New Orleans, like one of the local news people or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, he was just talking out of his head. Like I couldn't tell if it was drugs or literal... mental illness.
He's got a kid with somebody famous, and I can't remember who it is.
I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Bill.
Paige, did you remember to wash your hands?
Did you be a sweetie and shake the meaty?
I don't know who his baby mama is. Maya Goth.
Yeah, that's who it is.
I don't know who that is.
Actress, I believe. You watched, God dang it. What's the movie where they go to film a movie on a farm and they all get killed? They were filming pornos on the farm, but they all get killed. Kid Cudi was in it. She's in that.
Yeah.
She was like the main chick.
I know the movie.
There was like two or three different movies.
I don't think I saw that.
I know. I know what you're talking about. I'm just.
Now I got to look up what that was.
I'm not good with. I'll watch a movie and I can tell you who was in it. Actually, I can tell you like what movies those people
Maxine,
were in.
That's what it was. No, it was X. Maxine was the second one. X was the movie.
What was Sinners? I watched that recently, and I was like, good. Oh, I saw that, and that was great, but I can't remember what it's about.
Was that the one?
It's like devil stuff with a farm or something?
Yeah, it's about vampires.
Vampires, okay. And they end up in a bar or something.
Michael B. played twins.
That was really good.
Sinners, he hooked up with a real big woman?
Yeah. No. Paige, how old is Shia LaBeouf? Bagwell.
Shia LaBeouf.
God, that's a fussing name. I'm going to write it down. Shia LaBeouf.
Is this a big birthday?
It is big. It's big.
I say he joined the club. He's 50.
No, 40. 40. Yeah, 40. He can't be 50.
He is 40 years old.
Yeah, remember, he's in Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's right.
That's Mia Goth. Looks pretty good naked.
Yeah,
here's a picture.
There's too many people now to remember who all is who, and people are famous for being influencers and all these things. I remember the good old days. It was TV, music, movies, music, and radio. That was it.
That's all you had.
That's it.
Them was the options. What show? This might have been a little... you might have been beyond this show when it came out. You probably didn't watch it.
Give me the initials of the show.
DC. Rhymes with Falson's Cheek.
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
I've never seen it.
Well, that guy died recently.
He did. James Vanderbeek is no longer with us.
Oh, man. So, was it a good show, Fat Boy?
I remember.
I mean, it was good for, you know, for a little bit there.
Like, I never watched Party of Five.
You may also know this fellow as Charlie Conway from the Mighty Duck movies, who was supposed to be Jake Gyllenhaal, but his parents wouldn't let him take the part.
Good for his parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sheen was in that movie, right?
His brother was. You are right.
Yeah.
He is. Well, no, he's in Estevez.
Yeah, he's in Estevez.
Ramon Estevez is Martin. It's Joshua Jackson. Been in a ton of stuff.
I see his face. I can't. Is he in the club or?
He's not in the club.
49.
Man, I thought that he'd be a little bigger for the room.
48.
Here. He is 48 years old.
All right, let me Google him now and see if it's who I was thinking of.
Look at the hot chick he's with now, too.
You know what's crazy? I used to make fun of my mom and my dad so much. We're like, you don't know who.
Blah, blah, blah.
Man.
And you're in the same
you
boat.
Don't know who so and so is. Blah, blah.
You don't know who Hot Lips is from Police Academy.
Yeah,
or?
But we forget names. We're terrible with names.
Oh, very, very bad. And that,
yeah, well, I remember.
Not you, but I, all no, of I, us. I'm horrible with names.
Fringe, that's what I remember him from.
Probably, you watch Fringe a little bit.
I had a friend that did.
Well, Mr. TV Man, what theme song am I playing right now?
Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Game of. Okay, there again, never watched an episode, so.
Okay.
I remember that one girl that like ate an egg or something. It was a dinosaur or a dragon.
She had baby dragons.
Yeah, that was it.
This gentleman was also in Station Agent. He was in the revival of Dexter, which was great. Been in a ton of stuff.
Is it the big, huge guy?
No, it's not the mountain.
Okay.
He was Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones. Very famous.
Oh, God.
Kevin, he drinks and he knows things.
Mm-hmm.
I drink and I know things.
Things.
If you've looked for naked men, you've come to the wrong place. PD.
Oh, man. Not who I was thinking of then.
He's very short.
Yes.
Oh,
great actor.
Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage is
great. Yeah, there we go.
What up, Dink?
He's very short.
Who?
Station Agent was a great movie.
You know, like if somebody walked up to Victor Wembanyama and said, hey, who is...
I wish I'd walk up to him. I'd say, learn how to rebound, stop shooting threes, and you don't bring the ball up.
I'd have him lay on his side and see if you were as wide as he was tall.
You ain't Kevin Durant, kid. Get your ass on the block and don't move.
Like, I would ask him, hey, do you think that you are the best, tallest person? I would like to ask Peter Dinklage, seriously, because I think you are. You're the most all-around, most talented little person of all time.
He's just a good,
really is.
He's a great actor. He really is.
One of my favorite parts that he played was the publisher in the movie. I don't need your help. Hold on. The movie.
Who's in it? Let me see if I've seen it.
Will Ferrell.
God dang it. What was it? He runs across the table, doesn't he?
Yes.
Was that Elf?
Elf!
I hate Elf, too.
He jumps across the table and runs across the table and starts chucking him. Oh, dang it. That was my favorite thing for him.
Buddy the Elf.
53.
Nice.
9 years old? What are you thinking, in little people years, Paige?
I'd say 55.
Oh, just like your favorite condiment.
57.
57. Don't have music for this fella, but
what's the lifespan on little people? It's a serious question. I'll look that up.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what his. Because
I met one of the munchkins from Wizard of Oz when I was a teenager at Myrtle Beach, oddly enough, Boardwalk.
We don't know his height. He's not a dwarf, though. Would he be considered a dwarf?
Little person.
I think he is a dwarf.
Yeah.
It is Dr. Oz's birthday.
Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz. Not Dr. Boz, but Dr.
Oh, he
Oz.
Can suck it.
Mimit. They got RFK wrangling snakes out of his...
Yeah, he can suck it. That was stupid.
Dwarves live about 10 years less than regular-sized people.
Oh, God bless.
I don't like that.
No, we like him.
Dr. Oz is 66 years old.
You know who he's, like, real life, like, really, really close to?
Hell no.
RFKJ. They're like buddies.
Really?
Like, when the snake thing happened, he was at Dr. Oz's house.
I don't think I saw that.
When he was choking the snake?
Yeah, they shouldn't hurt snakes.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and see if I can find that one.
And he always takes his shirt off.
Dude, let me look up RFK, choking the snake.
Yeah.
Which one takes his shirt off?
You should look up BJK choking
Dr.
the snake.
Dr. Oz or
no, RFK? No, Dr. Oz, he probably has bitch nipples, if I may say.
You can say that one. Hugh Laurie is 67 years old today.
Oh, house.
Let's
Mary
go
loved
with
that show, too.
Before Tom Brady came along, he was considered the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, Montana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe's birthday.
Okay, he graduated Notre Dame in 79, was likely 22.
You did.
Take that back. 1957. Add that.
Western PA.
69.
70.
He is 70 years old.
Damn it.
You got to remember,
damn
always it. Tack on one little rule there.
Damn it.
Adrienne Barbeau. Let me guess her real quick.
Oh, dude, from Cannonball Run. Beautiful.
Yeah. She's
Mauled.
A smart lady. I like her.
80.
Still looks good, too.
82.
She is 81 years old today. Hmm? Happy heavenly birthday to the original Willy Wonka.
Oh. Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Would have been 93 years
man.
Old.
That's, you know
wow.
what? What a respect that you can have for somebody
that
who
loved.
Lost yeah. the love of his life, and then, but he did later remarry. If you watched his documentary, he did later remarry. But his wife said, "I was so fond of the relationship that he described he had with Gilda."
I believe on his tombstone it does say, "The sheriff is near."
God bless.
In honor of
what a and you know almost sad that he's often just associated with Willy Wonka. Not any of the great Richard Pryor movies.
No.
Yeah, dang.
Was
man.
He in See No Evil, Hear No Evil?
Oh, yeah, man. All those. Even some of those got panned, but I mean.
Hung Frankenstein?
If you go watch them, though, man, like those two were great together, Pryor and Wilder. And I'm not talking about now. Dash and Dax are real good together, too.
They really are.
Speaking of the Wilders.
No dissension since you lost the straps. I don't want to see. You got to be strong in these times.
I do want to see that, though. I do want to see that. I was thinking about that. Like when Christian and Edge split up and you finally got to see them go head to head, how cool that was. How good it would be to see Dax versus Cash in a feud.
At least do it to dupe in, you know, Cope and Christian. Take those belts again.
Yeah.
Christian
okay.
Cage. Eight hole.
There is some anger about.
Oh yeah, God Almighty.
And we're gonna give you a glimpse into that anger right now.
Be a man. Tell me, hey man, I'll f-ing quit. Don't sneak onto the f-ing property, hide your damn clothes in the car, and block everybody on social media not answering the text messages.
The hell is that about?
It's so intriguing, isn't it?
I know. I want to know what happened.
Sneaking onto my property. Sound like Michael Ballard. Sneaking onto my property, hiding his clothes in his car so he can change. That's somebody who wants to work.
I will say there's a tad bit of heat on this one. Somebody on the show made the quote, they speak Portuguese in Portugal. So that person's going to catch some hell on the FOF this week. Oh, Lord.
Well, I remember saying those exact words, so yep. I'll strap in for that. I mean,
strap on.
You know, I don't walk in here acting like I know everything. I don't. I have a high school, not a Fat Boys high school dropout. I'm a college dropout. I learn something every day on this show just by Googling, you know, and I have fun with it. So I don't know it. Before this conflict, I couldn't have told you where the Strait of Hormuz was.
I don't think many of us
I couldn't
did.
Drive you there now if my left. Yeah.
Would you get blown up there. If you did?
Yeah, you don't want to drive in there.
Stay away from there. He's one of ours. Don't blow him up. He looks like he's Cuban with a beard, but he's one of ours.
Stay away from Strait.
He looks like a Castro, but he's not. He's from Pomil. We love the mill.
Paige, make a picture of a country, of a cowboy. On the front of an oil tanker, like George Washington was as they went through the Potomac, but it's George Strait. And it's the George Strait of Hormuz. Make that AI picture.
God, please.
She's on it. She grabbed the phone just like that. You tell her to come up with a commercial or something. She waits days. But to come up with an AI picture, she's on it. I'm messing with you. You're Johnny.
I know what you're talking about.
You're Janie on the spot. So FOF line tomorrow, 864-241-4318, 864. 241-4318. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Get that podcast in. It's good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Say yeah.